Well, I'm glad to have all of y'all with us this morning. We were feeding that cow this morning. Y'all have any? You know what that cow's about, right? Amy's been with us a couple of times before here. Y'all know what that cow's all about? Yeah, you ain't got any idea why we're feeding that cow.
Well,
we are feeding that cow so that cow can feed us. Now, how is that cow going to feed other people? Well, every Sunday, adults and youth bring whatever change they may have or just whatever money they want to feed the cow with that week, that Sunday, and we put it in there, and then it's collected, and over a period of time, it amounts up to a certain amount of money. Isn't that right, Amy? Yes. And then, once it gets to be a certain amount of money, what we do is we'll buy like a cow or a goat or chickens, and we send those to other countries or towns in other countries that don't have any of those things. So what it does is it provides like chicken, it will provide eggs, and a cow does milk, okay, for people that don't have anything at all. They're just really, really poor. And from that, then as they get offspring and stuff like that, then they also give that to maybe another village that doesn't have anything. And so as you can see, what it does then is it grows. That little cow right there goes all over the world and creates opportunity for other people to be able to eat and have things they usually don't. And then they, in turn, can give what blessings they have received onto others. Okay? And that is what the cow is all about. We've been doing it for how long now? 20 years. And there's a list. We ought to have a list printed up sometime of all the things that old little cow right there is called. Because now, there used to be another cow from what I heard. Is that correct? Okay. So this cow here, this is the baby cow. There was one before that. Okay, so that is the story of the cow. Well, so now I've used up quite a bit of my time telling you that. It's very important that you do understand what that's all about. And so I got out today, and my yard had got really in bad shape. It was all the rain and everything. I just hadn't got to it. And so anyway, yesterday I had an opportunity because it wasn't raining to actually get out and try to straighten up my front yard so I can get it cleaned up. And I got a lot of it done. But it got me thinking about the opportunities that I missed other days. And not just because of the rain or the weather and things like that. It's just because I just don't take the opportunities that are given to me. And those are the opportunities from God that give us an opportunity to tell others about Jesus Christ and what He's done in our lives. And I know He has been to me many, many times when times were bad. And now you would think that when times are going bad, you would wonder, well, what good is He doing? But there's always going to be some bad times along with the goodness. And we just need to remember that Jesus Christ is always with us. And all we have to do is go to Him in prayer or in our hearts and ask Him how to help us or what He can do for us to help us get through these times. And He'll show us as long as we'll listen to us.
Amen.
Okay? So, thank you all for being here this morning. I believe we're going to close in a prayer. So if we'll all stand.